Parashas Mishnah Yud, Get Kereach HaKol Mashlim and Alav Divrei Benanis. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah that when a Kohen wants to divorce his wife, he must do so with a Get Mekusher. A Get Mekusher is a Get that has fault and the Adam sign on the fault in the back. Now it has at least three faults, and each fault must have an Aid signed on it. If there are more than three faults, then we would require more than three Adam. Now if we have a Get Kereach, literally a bald Get, meaning that this Get Mekusher has at least one fault that doesn't have an Eid signed on it, and in order to be master this Get, we have to get an Eid to sign on this fault. But now it says any Eid is kosher to be master on this Get and to sign on this fault, even an Eid that is normally not kosher le'edith, such as a goslin or an evet or a karov, could sign on this fault, since the Get already has two kosher Eidim, and we only need an extra Eid in order to be mashed this Get, so it shouldn't be a Get Kareach. It doesn't matter that this Eid is normally Pasul Eidim. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Ein Mashlimin Alav Ela Kroivim Haruyin Lahaid B'Makomacha. Rabbi Akiva says only Kroivim that are normally Kasher Eidim, just in this case, since they are Kroivim, they are Pasul, they could be Mashlim on the Get Kareach and sign on this extra fall, since the Get already has two Kasher Eidim. But a Goslin or an Eved that is always Pasul Eidus, they cannot sign on this fault, even though the Get already has two Kasher Eidim. The reason why Rabbi Akiva does not allow a Goslin or an Eved to sign on this fault is because we are afraid if an Eved would sign on the fault and people would see that the Eved signed on this Get, they would think that he had the Get Shechra, he was freed and is therefore no longer an Eved, and they will allow him to marry a Bas Yisrael. Or if it's a Goslin that signed on the fault, people that see that he signed on this Get will think that he is now kosher le'edus, he did tshuva, and they will allow him to be made for other edus, so therefore they cannot be mashlim on this Get Kareach. Ve'ezel Get Kareach, kol shekshariv merubin me'edim. What is a Get Kareach? Anytime a Get Mekusher has more faults than edim, that is a Get Kareach, as the Rabbanan were talking that an ed has to be signed on every fault. Mesech is getting Paraktash Mishnah Aleph. Somebody gives a Get to his wife, and when he gives a Get to his wife, he tells her, you are mutter to the whole world with this Get, except for a certain individual that you cannot marry with this Get. Rabbi Eliezer says the Get is a good Get. She can get remarried with this Get as long as she does not marry that individual that he excludes from the Get. Rabbi Eliezer learns this out from the Pasuk, because the Pasuk says, V'isha grusha me'isha, a woman that is divorced from her husband is usher to a Kohen, as a Kohen cannot marry a Grusha. And from the fact that the Pasuk says the Isha Grusha Me'isha, that the woman is divorced from her husband, we can infer from there that she is divorced only from her husband, but she cannot get remarried with this Get. What is this referring to? This is talking about a case where the husband gave her a Get and said, you are divorced with this Get, but you cannot marry anybody with this Get. You should remain usher to the whole world with this Get. Even so, the Pasuk calls her a Grusha, and she is usher to a Kohen. So Rabbi Eliezer learns from here that certainly in this case, where he says, Haram Mutaris L'Kohadam, just he excludes a certain individual from the Get, that the Get should be kosher, and she can get remarried as long as she doesn't marry that individual. The Chachamim say this Get is not a good Get. She cannot get remarried with this Get, since he excluded a certain person from the Get. Only if he allows her to get remarried to the whole world is the Get a good Get. We cannot learn out from Isser Kuna, even though she would be ushered to a Kohen if she received the Get like this, that does not mean that she can get remarried with this Get, as the Torah would usher somebody to a Kohen even though the Get is not a kosher Get. Now that which the Chachamim say that she cannot get remarried with this Get, that is if he said, Haram Mutaris L'Kol Adam Ela L'Ploni. But if he made a condition in the Get, he said, this is your Get, you can marry whoever you want on condition that you don't marry a certain individual, then the Chacham will admit that the Get is kosher, and this is a condition like any other condition. A person has the right to make a condition in the Get, as opposed to in this case, where he simply excluded that person. That is considered a shear in the Get. He did not give her a complete Get. He excluded somebody. Therefore, the Get is not kosher. Ketzad Yasa, what should he do in this case where he gave her the Get and he said, Areya Muteret L'Kol Adam Ela L'Ploni? Yit Lena Heimenu V'Yasur V'Yinenela V'Yoymer La Areya Muteret L'Kol Adam. He should take it back from her And then he should give her the get again. And this time he should say to her, you are mutter to everybody without excluding anybody. Now, even though normally when a husband gives a get to his wife, he does not have to say, Hare at muteriko koadam. That is written into the get. He just has to simply say, Hare zagite, this is your get. But in this case, since he originally gave her the get and told her that you can't marry a certain individual, this time when he gives it to her, he has to cancel out what he originally said, and he has to say, Hare at muteris lakoadam. The imkaslo betoko, if he wrote into the get that he's excluding a certain individual, even though he went ahead and erased it from the get before he gave it to her, still the get is puzzle. Since the get was written with this in mind, that he was excluding a certain person from the get is puzzle, he must write her a new get.